Support for KPLU Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, presenting the exhibit Chuck Close Prints, Process and Collaboration, through September 5th at the Shack Art Center in Everett. More information at shack, shack.org.
Today we welcome one of the Northwest's hottest singers, Eugenie Jones. She grew up in a church choir family in West Virginia, but didn't pursue singing until just recently. In the last decade or so, she's made quite an impact. Her first album, Black Lace and Blue Tears, won the Earshot Golden Ear Award for Northwest Recording of the Year. And last year, her album, Come Out Swinging, earned her the Golden Ear Award for Northwest Vocalist of the Year. She's also a dedicated songwriter, blending her own tunes with classics from the jazz songbook, and her band today is worthy of her talent. Peter Adams on piano, Chris Seimer at the bass, and our unofficial house drummer, Devon Lewis, is here again. Please help me welcome Eugenie Jones.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the show, Eugenie. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yay. Thanks for having me, Abe.
Let's get a little bit of the Eugenie Jones story. I was mentioning in the intro, you grew up in the choir family in West Virginia. Is that the type of music that you loved when you were a kid?
No, that's the type of music my parents made us attend. It was more or less every Sunday morning you knew you were going to church in our household. And so that was the environment I grew up in. And it stuck to my bones as I got older. And then when I started singing, it's just a natural part of your DNA. I mean, you could pursue classical or whatever, went in any direction, and that still would have been a part of my DNA.
So what was it that got you eventually into the world of singing jazz?
Well, my mother lived with us out here, came out here from West Virginia, lived the last 7 years of her life with us, and passed away from cancer. And I was trying to reconcile myself with that, along with some other kind of big life changes. And I felt like I needed something to go out beyond myself, to step into new territory, you know, kind of feel butterflies and that kind of thing. So I started going to vocal jams over in Seattle, Tula's, under Greta Matassa's tutelage over there. And I also did, you know, lead choir things at that was kind of like, cool. You know, let me just break my feet in, see if I can do this or not. And then I started going to vocal jams. But I got to tell this story real quick.
Yeah.
The first time I stood up to do a song over at Tula's, I forgot the words to the song. And so the whole audience, led by Greta, started singing the song. And I just started busting out laughing. I just couldn't believe it, you know, because I had all these years of professional development training behind me, speaking in front of audiences and everything. And I got up there and forgot the words.
Amazing. Now, tell us about putting together your first album, because it wasn't just a simple little process. You brought in some of the best musicians in the world, in the area, and you ended up winning the Golden Ear Award for that. Did you have any idea when you were making it that it was going to be a big deal?
I just had this idea that every step along the way, because I had no idea what was out there. Mm. I just knew every step along the way, I wanted to be the best I possibly could. So I started that with getting the best people that I had come to know in the industry. I met Bill through Vocal Jams and also Clipper and Mark on my first CD. And so I connected with Bill immediately, and we started working on arrangements for my original stuff, because I didn't want to do a CD that was all, you know, standards. I wanted to share my own music. And one thing led to another. As I went along, I just kind of kept pushing it, trying to get it out in the radio. I did a radio promotion campaign. I did PR stuff all over the country, and it made it pretty well into Jazz Week Review, so I was happy with how it turned out.
Now, you mentioned you write some of your own songs, almost all the songs on your first record. I think just a couple of standards. You wrote almost all the songs on the record, and you hadn't really written songs before.
No.
How did you go about writing them? Are you a piano player, too, or a guitar player? How did you get the songs?
No. I had done poetry, like, you know, For Long Love and poetry when you're, like, 16 and he broke your heart and blah, 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 that kind of thing. But I just started writing, looking at the format of a jazz standard. So when I started writing my songs, I started trying to fit my songs to that standard. And I just talked about things that I knew about, what I was going through, what I was experiencing. One of the songs we're going to share later, A Good Day, I deliberately set off to sing a song that I wanted people to hear and feel good about life. Yeah. So all of my songs kind of had that kind of, what's the meaning behind them? Because I write stories, and I wanted people to have that feeling when they listen to it, not just you know, shake your booty or whatever else is being sung in other genres. I wanted them to say, okay, this has meaning. I'm listening to it.
Can you tell us about this next song? I think we're going to hear one of your originals next.
Yes, this next song that we're going to do is a ballad off of my second CD, Come Out Swingin', and it's called I Could Get Lost in Your Eyes.
Eugenie Jones, live in the studios here at KPLU.
Heart. Hey, hey, and I
your eyes, and I could get lost in your smile, and I could get lost in your everything. Hey, hey.
Beautiful. Eugenie Jones is live in the studios here at KPLU. Check out her albums. Black Lace and Blue Tears was her first, won the Earshot Golden Ear Award for Northwest Recording of the Year. Her second, Come Out Swinging, just as good, earned her the Vocalist of the Year Golden Ear Award. Eugenie, I wanted to talk a little bit about playing outside of Seattle. You were just at the Atlanta Jazz Festival.
Yes.
What was that experience like?
I was like Linus with his blanket. I took my blanket with me. That was Bill Anshell. So it was wonderful because, first of all, Bill's lived there before. He had a lot of connections with musicians, so it was pretty easy to pull a band together. And it was the biggest audience I've ever performed in front of, thousands of people. And the irony is that I used to live there in the mid-80s, and I stood on the periphery of that festival and thought, oh, that's nice, a jazz festival. And here I flash forward all these years, and there I am on a stage. So it's kind of like divine providence, I feel like, anyway.
Amazing. Now, you have become a fixture on the Northwest scene, and I wonder how that's been, working in the Northwest jazz community. Has it been a supportive community to work with? A lot of help or a lot of competition?
Well, there's always competition, but there's always help, too. Yeah. I've met some terrific people, some really talented musicians. I've always said this, that, you know, there's so many talented people in Seattle. You could just spin in a circle and knock down 20 of them. And I was fortunate to get the singing bug here. I can't imagine what it would have come to if I'd have been someplace else. So in that regard, I feel like I was really blessed to be here and to be able to collaborate with the musicians that are here.
Well, you certainly know about competitive drive. You've been an athlete. You're a trainer. And I wonder, certainly fitness is not the cornerstone of jazz. but I wonder if you find that health has been an advantage to you as a singer.
Well, it helps me look good in red dresses, I think. but beyond that, it's always been a really good stress reliever and kind of a life balance thing. I'm one of those mind, body, soul people. And that's always focusing on making sure you're whole in all those areas and trying to be your best in all those areas. So I'm always pursuing to be better. And so it helps me in that regard.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of intellectual drive, too. You've got an MBA and you studied business and marketing. And I wonder if that background has helped you in your show biz career.
Yeah, I really think it has, because the marketing stuff, it's just been very, very valuable in pushing the ball forward and, you know, not just creating a CD and it goes and sits on the shelf or in your trunk hoping that someone will buy it. I just kept strategizing in terms of how can I make it go further. And I ran into a lot of no's along the way, but I'm a very driven person. So I said, okay, not that way. What about this way? Mm-hmm. And all of myself, my spirit, my body, my mind, my intellect, I think all came together. And also this feeling of like I was carrying on something of my mom, and how can I make it more than what she made it and maybe realize part of her dreams through me.
Yeah. So thinking that way, what do you think is next down the line for you recording-wise? You've got two great records out. Do you have an idea for the next one? You want to do a tribute or more of your own songs? Are you still writing more?
I was, you know, kind of being a sassy person. I said I was going to have a CD that would be like a black cover, wouldn't have any picture on it at all, because my last CD, Come Out Swinging, it was kind of like controversial because of me dressed in a boxing outfit. So I thought I was going to retaliate and put a black... Ruby's looking at me funny. But I already have like tons of material already written, and I'm going to continue in the vein that I am and look at what I've done and how can I improve upon it, because it has to be better than the one before. And those are the tenements I'm kind of moving along with.
Eugenie Jones live in the studio. She's just getting started, folks. We've got time for one more song.
Great. So this next tune is called A Good Day, and I wrote it with the hopes that people would hear it and feel inspired and blessed about the lives that they have.
Today is a good day, a day full of promise and sunrise out to greet you, the road rising up to meet you. All troubles are a million, million miles away, and you got time on your hands, a time to take on a brand new day. You got time to laugh, you got time to play, a time to work real hard and make things go your way. You got time to dream and time to make them come true, a time to wrap your arms around the one who loves you. Well, and to take in today, I'm gonna hop in my ride and head out on the highway. Mountains out in front of me, the ocean breeze in my hair, and Nina's on the radio singing, my baby just cares. I've got time to laugh, I've got time to play, a time to work real hard and make things go my way. I've got time to dream and time to make them come true, a time to wrap my arms around no one else but you. Oh, and life couldn't be better, yeah, yeah, yeah. Life, how it couldn't be better. life is sometimes up and sometimes down. But what lies ahead? Oh, what lies behind? Oh, they're small, small, small compared to what's in my heart and mind. So as I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Thankful for this day and the beauty in it, yeah. I'm thankful for this life I have and the boldness to live it. Oh, and life couldn't be better. Hey, yeah, yeah. Life, oh, it couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. It couldn't be better. Couldn't be.